Greetings, welcome, bienvenidos. Hola, aloha, ni hao, namaste, konnichiwa, bonjour, buongiorno, sawadee karup, guten tag, half a day, salam, shalom, peace, now, go vegan. Peace, how, go vegan. From the left coast of the genetically mutated McNugget pharmaceutical kill, vivisection prison, killitary industrial core poor nation, in the cheese-covered post-constitutional bankrupt bribocratic corruptocracy, democracy, criminocracy of the United States of Listeria, this is Go Vegan with Bob Linden. It's our 9th anniversary, yes, 9 years on the air, and thanks to all the sponsors and donors over the years who have made it possible for us to continue, since we do have to purchase airtime each and every week. This is listener-supported, so please, you can make a donation at goveganradio.com. Yes, we will keep this going. It's a commitment to the animals. And, of course, there's no business like vegan show business. I can assure you of that. It's still early in the new year. Some people in Times Square aren't even over their hangovers yet. And yet, there have already been two beef recalls by the USDA. Someday I hope all we do about beef and all meat is to recall it as a bad memory, you know, a past aberrant behavior of humans, banned and abolished as it should be. You know, wasn't there a revolution in France, you know, when royalty, when the response from royalty to the peasants not having bread was, let them eat cake? Well, here, as we feed the poor man's bread to the rich man's cow, it is, let them eat poop. Yes, let them eat turd. Let them eat fecal matter. Hey, get your poop burger here. Get your poop burger. Oh, no, I'm more sophisticated than a poop burger. Occasionally, I like to sit down and have a nice fecal steak. Oh, yeah. The latest recall, 864,000 pounds of crap-covered beef, from Montebello, California-based Huntington Meatpacking. The decomposing cadavers, marketed as Imperial Meat and El Rancho brand. Possible E. coli contamination, you know, poop. Prior to the California recall, Massachusetts had a recall in early January of Adams Farm Slaughterhouse LLC products. They even put Slaughterhouse in the company name, huh? That's good. A reminder, you know, that whether old McDonald had a farm or old Adam had a farm, all of the animals are killed. And meat is murder. Two recalls in January. Not really a happy new year for those who have been sickened by it. Not that January 1st is any major time marker, because just a few days prior to that, on December 28th of last year, 248,000 pounds of barf were recalled, produced by an Oki murder victim processor, National Steak and Poultry, whose products apparently were sickening people in Washington, Colorado, Michigan, Iowa, Kansas, and South Dakota. Yes, you are eating pathogen-laden, poop-covered corpses. People, hello. Let's recall beef. Yes, it's a not-so-fond memory. That's the best beef recall that I can imagine. Huh? You know, January 31st is World Day for the Abolition of Meat. Ooh, I can't wait till that becomes a reality. When you wake up to the fact that we are poisoning our children. Here, kids, eat this. Mommy wants you to have a heart attack as soon as possible. Here, kids, eat this. Daddy wants his little baby to develop cancer as soon as possible. That's Daddy's little girl. I'm so proud of you coming down with diabetes like that. Here, eat this dead animal. Drink this bloody, pus-filled animal secretion. That's my little baby. Eat your cadaver, honey, yeah. No, it's not the disease that runs in your family. It's your dead food diet. Culturally accepted mass murder on your plate. I can't wait until I can't even recall that. I can't wait till I can't recall that cowcentration camp on the side of Interstate 5 between the Bay Area and Los Angeles. That stench! How appetizing, huh? Harris Ranch. We can't wait until you are a distant memory that we can't even recall. And pretty soon we may not be recalling cities around the world if we keep it up with meat and dairy. We'll be recalling them more like we recall Atlantis. Officials in Venice, Italy, are confirming that that city is a victim of global warming and is sinking. The famous St. Mark's Square used to flood 7 times a year a century ago. Now it floods over 100 times. Some experts predict that Venice will disappear completely within the next century. And can Venice, California, be far behind? Right now, it looks like Bangkok, Thailand, isn't too far behind. Scientists there are measuring the sinking of that city, Thailand's capital city, among rising seawaters, and that has led to predictions that much of that city will have to be abandoned. Have I mentioned meat and dairy cause global warming? 50% of all greenhouse gas emissions. Methane, mainly from cows, over 70 times more dangerous than carbon. Methane reduction is the key to end global warming, so please give up the poop burger. Give up that sophisticated cut of fecal steak. Let them eat poop burgers, huh? Let them breathe what? The rainforests, the lungs of our planet are being cleared to feed animals murdered to be eaten, and clear cut to feed animals who are murdered and eaten. Meat is killing the planet. As the Earth Policy Institute estimates that forests are being decimated to grow soy, which has gone from 17 million tons 50 years ago to 250 million tons now, 70% of which is consumed by so-called livestock and poultry. Massive acreage is being carved out of the Amazon, out of Honduras and Paraguay, with massive amounts of carbon and methane being released, and then more, from the animals, from animal production. And of course, indigenous people are replaced and sentenced to poverty. Brazil is the world's second largest producer of soybeans, 55 million tons annually, with about 42 million of those tons being eaten by animals who are then eaten. It doesn't make any sense. We have to go vegan. Today on Go Vegan with Bob Linden, we have Dr. Antena Roba. He is from the International Fund for Africa. We are planning a major event in San Francisco for Black History Month, Soul Food for Thought, February 12th at the Herbst Theater. You simply must attend. Go to cityboxoffice.com for details. I mean, we have amazing entertainment there. We have John Sally. We have Tracy Bingham. We have music from Lenny Williams of Tower of Power and Midnight Sun and great speakers, and we want to improve the health of the community. So check that out at cityboxoffice.com, and thanks to the San Francisco Vegetarian Society and In Defense of Animals for supporting that event. And please do support this radio program with a tax-deductible donation at goveganradio.com.
Want violence out of your life? Take it off your plate. Go vegan.
From coast to coast, everyone's new favorite healthy refreshment is really an ancient elixir. Kombucha, a probiotic powerhouse packed with antioxidants, live active enzymes, amino acids, and so much more. Vegan, organic, raw, never pasteurized. GT's 100% kombucha and Synergy kombucha with 5% juice. Can't quench your taste with those overly sweet beverages? Try energizing, tart, and tangy GT's kombucha and Synergy kombucha. Great instead of coffee in the morning or before a workout. Sip throughout the day for sustained energy. Learn more about the benefits of kombucha at synergydrinks.com. Visit the refrigerated section of your natural foods market for GT's kombucha. 7 varieties, including the new botanicals, 3, 7, and 9. 10 flavorful, fruity choices of Synergy kombucha featuring new superfruits. How did GT's mom combat breast cancer with kombucha? Read about it at synergydrinks.com. Try it today. GT's kombucha and Synergy.
Based on the latest satellite data, NASA climate scientists predict nearly all ice could be gone from the Arctic Ocean by the end of summer 2012. NASA scientist James Hansen said, "We have passed tipping points. We have not passed the point of no return. It's going to require a quick turn in direction." For more urgent details on saving our planet, going vegan and green, visit suprememastertv.com. That's suprememastertv.com.
One of the great dining delights in all of Southern California is Vegetable Delight Restaurant in Granada Hills. Over the centuries, Buddhist monks have perfected the art of replicating tastes and textures of meat and seafood. Dishes using such ingredients as tofu, mushrooms, gluten, yam paste. The LA Times Review calls Vegetable Delight a special delight, and the food astounding. 17823 Chatsworth Street near White Oak, Granada Hills. Tuesday through Sunday, 11:30 to 9:30. Vegetable Delight Restaurant. Dine in or take out. 818-360-3997. Hooray for Hollywood. It has a truly wonderful vegan restaurant, Truly Vegan. 5907 Hollywood Boulevard at Bronson, just off the 101 freeway at the Hollywood Boulevard exit. Enjoy Truly for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Enjoy the new soy beef burger with bacon strips or the cheesy grilled potato burrito, the burrito supreme with bacon strips and vegetable dumplings. Truly Vegan. Truly wonderful. Truly caters. Truly delivers. TrulyVegan.net is the website. Truly Vegan. Do you know the way to eat in San Jose? A total treat. No meat in San Jose. Oh, one of the true West Coast dining treasures. Vegetarian House. Vegan organic cuisine at 520 East Santa Clara Street in San Jose. Amazing appetizers, soups, and entrees. Asian delicacies, Western specialties, organic juices, coffee, cake, desserts. A chai tea on weekends, that's an experience in itself. As all items on the menu are. Vegetarian House, 520 East Santa Clara Street. Call 408-292-3798. It's every vegan's dream. A chain of vegan restaurants worldwide with incredibly delicious organic international cuisine. You'll love Loving Hut. Visit lovinghut.us. First opened in Northern California, then across Asia. Now in Southern California in Alhambra, 621 Main Street. And in San Diego at 1905 El Cajon Boulevard. Love animals? Don't eat them. Eat at Loving Hut. Visit lovinghut.us. U.S. From Nutru, the company that brought you Omega Zen 3 vegan essential amino acids, comes Satori 7. Don't stress out. Try Satori 7 from California hops and poppies, known for their calming effect for centuries. Don't want to reach for that bottle of alcohol or Valium? Reach for Satori 7. Naturally, order from veganessentials.com. Information at Nutru.com. Order Satori 7. Calm down. Satori 7 from veganessentials.com.
Cows, pigs, and chickens don't want to be food.
This is Go Vegan with Bob Linden. Please support this program with a tax-deductible donation. You can do so online at goveganradio.com, where you have a couple of hundred shows archived. Podcast is there. And we need your support. We have to buy the airtime every week. You can also donate by check, making your check payable to Go Vegan Radio. Mail it to P.O. Box 475-414, San Francisco, California, 94147. Right now, this marks the 9th anniversary of Go Vegan with Bob Linden, a program which is a weekly parade of heroes. And this week is no different. On today's program, we have Dr. Antena Roba. He's the founder of the International Fund for Africa. He's also a physician in Houston, Texas. His organization, which you can see at ifundafrica.org, currently is helping human babies, wildlife, and domesticated animals. And he's always up to something good, including now his organization is presenting Soul Food for Thought, The Real Roots for Liberation, coming up in San Francisco at the Herbst Theater on February 12th, and tickets are available at cityboxoffice.com. And not only does Dr. Roba help human babies and animals in Africa. Right now, he wants to help improve the health of African Americans and save the environment in Africa. So let's help him do that and encourage him and join with him. Dr. Roba, welcome to Go Vegan with Bob Linden. Great to have you here today.
Thank you.
Thank you for everything that you're doing. And let's tell people a little bit about how this event is coming about. You were inspired by a recent visit to Ghana.
Yes. I was invited, the coordinator for the International Vegetarian Society, Mr. Emmanuel from Nigeria, to speak at the second West African Vegetarian Congress that was held in Accra, Ghana, in November, end of October, beginning of November. And I went to Ghana for the second time in many, many years. And while I was there, I was struck by the amazing tenacity, interest, and deep commitment that Ghanaians have for the whole idea of veganism and vegetarianism from both a ethical point of view and from a perspective.
An environmental perspective also.
On top of that, after participating in the Congress, I was I went on a tour and went to a place called Amina, which is on the coast of Ghana. Little city has a castle called the Amina Castle, from which were taken to the Americas some 400 or 500 years ago. And going through this castle, I was struck by the similarities between the castles, the castle and the way the slaves were incarcerated in this horrible place, and what I've seen on videos of slaughterhouses. I've never been to a slaughterhouse here in the United States, but the similarities were striking to me. And that evening when I went back to my hotel, I realized that I had to share this information with people back home in the United States, and that's how this idea came about.
That's amazing. So basically, there you are, and I think a lot of people might be surprised that there's a big vegan movement going on in Africa. So there you are at a conference, and then you took a trip and you saw the dungeons where people were kept before being shipped off to be slaves in the Americas. And it's amazing that you would draw that comparison. It's striking.
It's surprising. You know, the way it happened was when we were going through the castle, our guide told us, when you go into the dungeon, you're gonna smell this smell that you've never smelled before, and it's very powerful. And I didn't believe, but true enough, when we walked in, the first dungeon was where the women slaves were kept. There was such a powerful smell. I can't even begin to describe it. I've never smelled it before, but it was very, very powerful, and it was the smell of suffering and death. Basically, that's how I can relate it, and it really hit me hard. And this dungeon was dark. It was no air, no ventilation, and it probably could hold maybe 100 people. Our guide told us they packed 400 women in this place. And these women urinated, defecated, menstruated, and died in the same place. They were kept for 4 to 6 weeks, barely fed. They were tied, at their legs, together. They couldn't move left or right, stand or sit. And they were just in, a horrible situation. And while I was standing there, I was transported back, like going back in time to that period. And I basically immersed myself in this sensation of what it must have felt like for these poor women. And I related on a human level to their suffering. But what then happened is we moved on to the men's section, men's dungeon, slave dungeon, and this place was the same typical. It was just a little bigger, larger than the other room, but otherwise dark, smelly, no ventilation. But this time, for reasons that I cannot explain, because I wasn't thinking of animals at that time, I was actually thinking about human beings and what they were going through. But, when I walked into the male section, I just all of a sudden I started thinking of the slaughterhouse houses here in the United States that I've seen on video, and the pigs and the chickens and the cows who weren't able to move, who were just packed like sardines, and I just related to their suffering. And a lot of people can get upset with people comparing these two, but it's not really comparing. It's just it's just a sensation that I had, a feeling that I had, that I had no control over. But I just felt this power, sadness that here now in 2010, we have, you know, basically Elmina castles times 1,000 times 100,000 the United States, all over Europe, and we're letting this happen, and we as human beings should not be doing anything close to what we're doing in the slaughterhouses, because basically we're doing something that's morally repugnant and wrong.
Right, and those who would recognize slavery as oppression of the innocent can understand the comparison you're making. I mean, you're somebody standing there too, by the way, you know, someone who's from Africa who can relate and say, well, a few hundred years ago, I would have been in that place. So, you know, and then you look at who's in that place today. You know, I mean, when I drive between Los Angeles and San Francisco, there's Harris Ranch, which to me is a concentration camp, and I often call it a cow-centration camp. You can't look at the side of the road and not make a comparison with the concentration camps. So,
it's you know, the thing is, you know, I don't care whether they're, you know, they may not know how to, you know, do calculus or listen to Beethoven's sonatas, but they're living things, they're feeling things, and they don't deserve to be treated like this. And so when we use, you know, these arbitrary, things to say they're inferior to us, just like what, you know, white people said in 400 years ago about blacks, it's the same concept that's being repeated again. It's one group oppressing another group, one group thinking they're better than another group, and in the middle of what is being ignored is these things, these living things, living beings have feeling, have emotions, want to live. They don't want to die. They don't want to suffer. They don't want to lose their loved ones, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And this concept everybody needs to understand that, you know, it doesn't matter how intelligent or how not intelligent they are, it's if they feel pain, they don't deserve to be treated like this. And that's what matters, and that's why that day when I was standing there in the women's chamber, I was transported 300, 400, 500 years ago, and I was asking myself, this could have been me, and how would I feel as a human being? And then when I went to the men's dungeon, I was thinking of the animals, and I was saying to myself, how do they feel now?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Right. Right. And those who have been oppressed should see the oppression and want to stop it.
You would think so, yes. Yeah. And that's, you know, I've been lucky, you know, I come from a very nice family. I've come to the United States, and I've not really felt discrimination. I have a very good profession, so I can't even complain of being oppressed in any way, shape, or form. But I can sympathize with the concept of oppression, and I see suffering, and when I see suffering, it hurts me, whether it's suffering of a human being, whether it's the suffering of an animal. Any living thing does not deserve to suffer, and we should be, cognizant of this fact and do our best not to abuse, mistreat, and oppress other beings just because they're not as intelligent as we are or whatever.
Mm-hmm. And of course, the suffering begets more suffering. We torture and kill them, they kill us through disease, and also we're killing Mother Earth and the environment, which of course concerns you. And so we need to take a break here, and we'll continue with Dr. Antenna Roba. He's with the International Fund for Africa. Check the website. It's ifundafrica.org. And get ready for an amazing event. We're going to talk about the event coming up. It's called Soul Food for Thought, The Real Roots of Liberation, at the Herbst Theater, Friday, February 12th. And it's an exciting show coming up. I mean, we have some amazing headliners. performers. We have Lenny Williams of Tower of Power who will be performing. Also great music from Midnight Sun, reggae, and world music. So the event is starring Lenny Williams and John Sally and Tracy Bingham. And we'll talk more about the event, but you'll want to get your tickets at cityboxoffice.com. They start as low as $10, and it's a really important cause because Dr. Roba, while being concerned about animals, is really concerned about the health of African Americans. He's concerned about the environment in Africa, and it all ties together, and we can take action, and we'll hear about that coming up on Go Vegan with Bob Linden. If you miss any of this interview, if you have missed any, the program is archived at goveganradio.com, where you can make a tax-deductible donation to support the program.
Burgers and hot dogs today, then heart attack and cancer tomorrow.
You don't want meat? It's time to try Stuff I Eat, an urban fine dining experience. Vegan, organic, eco-friendly. Stuff I Eat, 114 North Market Street near Manchester and Englewood. Visit StuffIEat.com. Open Tuesday through Sunday. Stuff I Eat, 310-671-0115. Stuff I Eat, world-famous tacos that had them lined up around the block every week at the Agape Center. They're a specialty at Stuff I Eat, where entrees include the organic soul food platter, enchilada pie, organic portobello burrito, quesadillas, and so much more. Smoothies, juice drinks, desserts, high-quality urban dining, not high prices, the closest vegan restaurant to LAX. Stuff I Eat, 114 North Market in Englewood. StuffIEat.com, 310-671-0115.
Your online vegan superstore is veganessentials.com. Call 866-88-VEGAN. Visit veganessentials.com for 1,600 cruelty-free selections, from clothing to candy, personal care and household items, supplements, vegan food for your companion animals. It's all there at veganessentials.com. Call 866-88-VEGAN. Wallets, gloves, belts, shoes. veganessentials.com, 866-88-VEGAN. Voted best online store by Veg News. veganessentials.com, 866-88-VEGAN. There's something for everyone, from baby to grandma, at veganessentials.com, 866-88-VEGAN. veganessentials.com.
Now available at PETAcatalog.org. The PETA Practical Guide to Animal Rights by PETA President Ingrid E. Newkirk is the must-have guide for compassionate living. From how to eat healthfully and humanely to choosing cruelty-free cosmetics and clothing, the PETA Practical Guide to Animal Rights is loaded with facts, fascinating stories, inspiration, resources, and hundreds of simple ways to live a lifestyle that's kind to animals and the planet. Order your copy today at PETAcatalog.org.
It is all the block to your success. Call Edie, your vegan hypnotherapist, 562-233-6714. Quit smoking your first session. Lose weight without dieting. My website, ediecobble.com, that's spelled EDEYCALDWELL.com. Board certified. Call me now, 562-233-6714, EDEYCobble.com.
From composer and pianist Renee Smith, it's Song of the Sirens, Seasons, the DVD. Original music and photography by Renee Smith. Scenery, the colors of the seasons in the woods of New England, set to the music of Renee Smith.
You must listen with your heart and must be quiet for this to start.
Seasons, available from songofthesirens.com. Songofthesirens.com. It's Seasons from Renee Smith.
Welcome to Green's Cafe, Orange County's delicious, affordable, organic, vegan international cuisine. Read the rave reviews on Yelp. You'll love it too. Green's Cafe, 15435 Jeffrey Road at Irvine Center Drive in the Irvine Village Center. Announcing, all-you-can-eat buffet every Sunday, 11:30 a.m. to 8 p.m., just $11.95. See the everyday menu at thegreenscafe.com. Everyday favorites include appetizers, soup, salads, burgers, sandwiches, wraps, pasta, rice, dessert, coffee. There's a kids' menu. Green's Cafe. That's 15435 Jeffrey Road at Irvine Center Drive in the Irvine Village Center. Dine in, take out, delivery and catering available. Call 949-653-1241. TheGreensCafe.com. 949-653-1241. TheGreensCafe.com.
Meat eaters destroy the earth.
This is Go Vegan with Bob Linden. Please support the program with a tax-deductible donation for archives and podcasts. And to make that donation, visit GoVeganRadio.com. Today we're talking with Dr. Antenna Roba. He's a physician in the Houston area. He's from originally from Ethiopia, and he's the founder of the International Fund for Africa, which is saving human babies and wildlife and domesticated animals. And before the break, Dr. Roba was telling us how he attended a vegetarian conference in Ghana, and while there, toured the dungeons where slaves were kept, where Africans were kept before being shipped to the Americas. And he made a comparison of the slaves then and the slaves of today, who are the victims at the slaughterhouse. And then, you know, are the people who eat the animals really free either? I mean, this isn't the traditional food of Africa, Dr. Roba. There is a tradition of veganism in African diets, and I'm very excited that you noticed an important vegan movement going on now in Africa.
It was very exciting. Just to go back in history and time, the basic African diet mainly consisted of plant-based food, and that for eons. And even up till now, in rural parts of Africa, most parts of Africa, the foods are basically vegan. In fact, only recently is meat a mainstay of the diet in urban areas, and even in the urban areas, those who are wealthy are the average, and most people who, since very few people are really rich in any part of Africa, a very minority of the population actually eats meat. The rural parts of Africa and most city dwellers that are not rich eat basically plant-based foods. So yes, there is no long history of meat consumption in Africa. And as far as the vegetarian movement in West Africa, it was very, very impressive. I was really, really impressed because, mind you, you know, these people are average citizens who are not wealthy, don't have the amenities we have, cannot go to some grocery and get meat analog foods easily. And yet they are determined and very, very committed to the concept. A lot of them do it for ethical reasons, but also know the benefits of eating plant-based foods or vegan food for the environment and health. And it was very enlightening to go to West Africa and see this movement. And it's not only in Ghana. You have societies in Togo, in Burkina Faso, in Ivory Coast, Cameroon, Nigeria, Ghana, and a few other. And so it's a very strong movement. They don't have a lot of support. They don't have a lot of finances, but what they lack in finances, they make up through and hard work, and they're very impressive, and I'm very happy to say that our organization has been working both with the Ghanaian Vegetarian Society and the Nigerian Vegetarian Society. We are continuing our relationship. In fact, today I sent 20 vegan and animal books to the Ghana Vegetarian Society library so that they can have, since they don't have much in the way of books. So yes, it's very impressive.
Mm-hmm. And probably the people in Africa are not experiencing the horrendous health problems that their African American brothers and sisters experience here. I mean, The health conditions are the worst in the black community. Heart disease, cancer, the number one group for cancer, diabetes, obesity, all unnecessary too.
Well, let me give you my thoughts on this. Being a physician, working in a major city hospital, the fourth largest city in the United States, the one thing that I have consistently noticed throughout the years is the amount of, the escalating number of patients who have diabetes and hypertension and heart disease and cancer is alarming. It's scary. When I started practicing 15, 20 years ago, I would see cancer patients here and there once in a while, and even then they were 60, 70, 80 years old. Now you see cancer patients almost every day, and they're in their 30s. And I see young black American, Afro-Americans coming in with blood pressures 220 over 140, 160, stroke level blood pressure, and they're walking around, eating chicken McNuggets and Burger Kings. So there is a huge, huge medical problem, and it's strictly related to the kind of food people eat. And as far as Africa is concerned, even though plant-based diet has been the mainstay of the African diet, it is changing. In fact, one of the topics I talked about at the conference was the effects of meat eating on people's health in Africa. And research has shown is that the African diet is changing. Hence, the disease, the kind of diseases that are affecting Africans is changing. There is an astronomic rise in cancer, blood pressure, diabetes in every part of Africa. In Ethiopia, it's almost an epidemic as far as diabetes is concerned, and it's strictly related to what people eat, especially meat. There's a difference between urban centers and rural centers in these African countries. In urban centers, the number of diabetic and hypertensive and cancer patients goes up directly proportional to their meat eating. In rural areas where plant-based diets is the mainstay of their diet, then the number of cancer, blood pressure, and diabetic patients goes down. So there's a strict correlation between people's diet and their the diseases that they get, and it is going up astronomically in Africa again because of the fast foods that are coming into Africa and the Western diet that Africans are adopting.
Yeah, meat and dairy don't racially discriminate. Whatever,
absolutely not.
Whatever human being eats, meat and dairy, he or she is then on the road to cancer, heart disease, stroke, diabetes. And so, what are we going to do about it? You called me after your visit to Ghana, and you were very motivated to have an event. And we collaborated. We found San Francisco's finest theater, the Herps Theater, for Friday evening, February 12th. We're having a reception starting at 5:30. With some of the best vegan food around the Bay Area. We have a number of wonderful restaurants who are participating, including Golden Era and the Golden Lotus. We have Herbivore, Loving Hut, Solely Vegan, and others who will be joining us. But what are we going to do about it? Well, Dr. Antenna will be there. Antenna Robo will be there with videos from his trip to Ghana. So you'll see the vegetarian conference. You'll see the slave dungeons. You'll see his very powerful message on stage. We also have Dr. Milton Mills from the Physicians Committee on Responsible Medicine to address the best foods for people of color and how people of color can improve their health. But this is an amazing night of entertainment also. I mean, we have John Sally, the NBA superstar and the host of the Best Damn Sports Show. He is a confirmed vegan. He's really into it. He's there. Tracy Bingham of Baywatch. She's very into the vegan cause, animal rights issues. And as far as music goes, you can't top Lenny Williams of Tower of Power, the reggae and world music that we'll have from Midnight Sun. We have the Congolese dance troupe there, Leo Flowers, the comedian Kenneth G. Williams will be there, bodybuilder, champion bodybuilder, and we're going to give people the option. It's Soul Food for Thought is the name of the event. Soul Food for Thought, and tickets are available at cityboxoffice.com. You don't have to have heart disease, cancer, stroke, diabetes. You just haven't heard otherwise. So now we'll be talking about it. We're gonna, you know, this is gonna be a rap session with some truth that you're gonna get there. And it's gonna be a wonderful evening. And you can thank Dr. Roba for putting this together, for being so motivated. And also you have concerns about the environment in Africa now too.
Yes. Well, the World Watch Institute just came out, I think it was October 21st, with a new report that completely negates what the United Nations report said, that only 18% of global warming was, global warming is caused by only by 18% of greenhouse gases caused by animals, and that has been refuted by the World Watch Institute. And now they're saying that 51%.
Right. So the United Nations grossly underestimated the greenhouse gas emissions of meat and dairy, saying it's 18%. At 18%, that was more than all transportation combined anyway, cars, trucks, boats, planes, right? So, I mean, it was pretty amazing then. But when the calculations were examined, whoa, it's actually 51%. And that, you know, that's affecting the peaks of Kilimanjaro, right? The snowpack there upon which people depend for.
They're melting.
So the people depending upon for water, for irrigation, we're going to have starvation. We're going to have drought throughout Africa unless we all go vegan. And so it's time to get real. It's time for us all to get together and do the right thing. And that starts on February 12th at Soul Food for Thought at the Herbst Theater. And a wonderful reception, as I said, in the green room, elegant green room from 5:30 to 7:45. And then the show happens. At 8 p.m. in the Herbst Theater. We'll go till about 11 o'clock that evening. And we're also doing good. We're helping people be employed. There are some good union jobs that result from this program being there. And we hope that this will be, you know, the start of improving health in the community of people for color. It's a great Black History Month event, and I want to thank you for putting it on. So, and people should go to your website, which is ifundafrica.org. That's the letter I, fundafrica.org. You might want to make a donation there. You can also click on Soul Food for Thought, and that'll get you through to purchase your tickets, because they are going to go fast. I mean, we thought that having Lenny Williams alone would sell it out, and now John Sally has decided he's very interested, and Tracy Bingham, and so it'll be quite an evening, and we're looking forward to your presentation, your video presentation. You're going to be showing us the grandeur of Africa today. You have some beautiful video on how beautiful Africa still is today, but it needs to be preserved. We need to protect the environment of Africa as we need to protect it here. We want good health in Africa. We want good health for African Americans, and this is a great step in that direction. I really appreciate your efforts on the behalf of people, animals, and the environment, Dr. Roba. Thank you so much.
Thank you. I appreciate it. And I can't wait to participate in this great event. And hopefully this is the beginning of more to come.
Right. Yeah. I mean, if this works well in San Francisco, we'll be on the road, because this is a very important message. And people aren't hearing it, and it needs to be heard. So go vegan to save Africa. Go vegan to save the babies there, the environment, the animals, habitat. Go vegan to save yourself. Thanks for being with us today, Dr. Roba. In the weeks ahead, we'll be covering the event. Dick Gregory is going to come on in support of the show, and a lot of good things happening. So we'll see you February 12th at the Herbst Theater. Get your tickets now at cityboxoffice.com, cityboxoffice.com. And if you missed any of our talk today with Dr. Roba, go to goveganradio.com, where the programs are archived, and you can make a tax-deductible donation to support this program. This week, let's talk about your vegan dog and what he or she should be eating. Let's talk this week with Dave Middlesworth of V-Dog. Dave, tell us about V-Dog, how it came to be and how it's becoming such a success.
Well, we've had V-Dog in the United States since the very end of 2005. Initially, we brought in a container of it. It originated. It was called Happy Dog in England. And in 2006, after great success selling that, we started manufacturing in the United States. And we now have been manufacturing in the United States since then. We have warehouses in Memphis, Tennessee, and in Sacramento, California. And we're in Whole Foods in Northern California and a number of food co-ops, and gradually starting to expand our retail operation. We've just hired a new brand manager from Boulder, Colorado, who has about 25 years of experience in the retail end. She was a head buyer with Wild Oats before it was purchased by Whole Foods. So we're looking forward to her helping us a great deal in our retail operation.
Mm-hmm. And vegan dogs can do well, Dave?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, we have an excellent article by Dr. Armadi May posted on our website, and it's basically a document that testifies to the ability of dogs to not only do well but to thrive on a well-balanced vegan diet. And the key really is a well-balanced, because just like there are unhealthy vegan dogs, if the formula isn't a well-balanced one that contains all of the essential amino acids, the vitamins, minerals, we have a minimum of 20% protein. In fact, we're basically about a 23% protein now, which is more than comparable with your meat-based dog formulas. And I think one of the options for a vegan diet for a lot of people, and even for some non-vegan people, is the fact that they have more confidence in what goes into the product. They know they're not getting downed animals. They know they're not getting all of the meat byproducts that are unfit for the human chain that go into pet food typically, as well as some of the imported ingredients that, of course, in the last several years have created a big problem with a number of the commercial dog food brands.
Mm-hmm. So you find historically now there's evidence that dogs do thrive on a vegan dog food, and also a lot of dogs are allergic to animal products, believe it or not, right? I mean, when you
yeah. Absolutely. First of all, there's actually some science now that's beginning to be produced demonstrating that dogs can thrive on a vegan diet. A study came out of Australia just this year, or last year, end of 2009, and they basically a test between two diets. One was a meat-based diet and the other was a vegan diet on working dogs. Dogs were out doing a lot of vigorous exercise, and because one of the concerns historically has been, well, a vegan diet may not be satisfactory for a working dog. Well, this test demonstrated that, and it was done with blood tests, so it wasn't just empirical observation, and these working dogs had every bit as much energy and vitality as the dogs on the meat-based diet. So there was absolutely no difference in terms of their ability to keep up a strenuous regimen of exercise.
Right. And
the
people,
other, the
go
other,
ahead. Go ahead.
You know, well, the other component, there's really two basic components of looking at a vegan diet for either people or dogs. And one is the health aspect, which we've kind of touched on very briefly. The other is the ethical aspect, the carbon footprint, the amount of water required to produce meat that goes into human and animal products. So a lot of our customers are basically justifying their choice of using a plant-based food on both health as well as the ecology. And mm-hmm. we're starting to see more and more people become aware of this as the educational level arises and issues.
Right.
We're attending green festivals where there's 40 and 50,000 people. And they're not all vegans, but they're people who are beginning to develop a self-consciousness about the environment and a better choice in food for both themselves as well as their companion animals.
Right, and if people only knew the ingredients that went into commercial dog food, that what swept off the slaughterhouse floor, the feathers, the beaks, the tumors.
Bone gristle, all the antibiotics that are injected in all these farm animals to keep them alive for the brief period that they do live. That all falls into the human and the companion animal food chain.
Mm-hmm. And it's V-Dog we're talking about here. V-Dog available at Whole Foods in Northern California. And the website, and people can order from your website too, correct?
Yeah, www.v-dogfood.com. Or we have a toll-free number. It's 888-280-8364.
Okay. The website again was?
www.v-dogfood.com. And shipping is free. It's included in the price that you see on the website.
Shipping is free. And the phone number, one more time, Dave.
It's 888-280-8364.
Okay. Thank you so much for giving the world V-Dog and giving people the option, and giving dogs the option, too, to be healthy.
Great. We appreciate the opportunity to talk to you. Thanks very much, Bob.
Okay, Dave. Take care. That's Dave Middlesworth from V-Dog, available at Whole Foods in Northern California. And go to the website, v-dogfood.com. Thanks, Dave. Broadcast of Go Vegan with Bob Linden in the Bay Area is made possible by Vegetarian House Restaurant, San Jose's fine dining experience at 520 East Santa Clara. Visit vegetarianhouse.us. Also, Loving Hut, now with over 100 locations worldwide. Visit the very first one, which is in Milpitas at 516 Barber Lane. Also, visit Palo Alto, 165 University Avenue, and lovinghut.us for the Loving Hut near you. San Francisco Vegetarian Society events. There are Tuesday night cooking classes associated with PCRM's Cancer Project. Those on Tuesday evenings and Wednesday night vegan dinners. For details, go to sfvs.org. And definitely plan on joining us for Soul Food for Thought, February 12th at the Herbst Theater. Tickets available now at cityboxoffice.com. We look forward to seeing you there for that amazing Black History Month event with great singing and entertainment, dancing, Fua de Congo dance troupe, and just amazing. Lenny Williams, John Sally, Tracy Bingham. So we plan on seeing us there. Go to cityboxoffice.com. If you missed any of today's program, it's archived at goveganradio.com. There are over 200 archives there, podcasts. You can also make a tax-deductible donation to support us as we go into our 10th year broadcasting Go Vegan with Bob Linden. Hi, Bob Linden here with the Go Vegan Friday feature on Green 960. Don't miss Go Vegan with Bob Linden tomorrow morning at 9 when my guest is Dr. Antena Roba from Ethiopia. His organization, the International Fund for Africa, is saving human babies, wildlife, and domesticated animals in Africa today, and is presenting an amazing Black History Month event at the Herbst Theater in San Francisco on Friday evening, February 12th. Soul Food for Thought, The Real Roots of Liberation, starring Lenny Williams. Yes, Lenny Williams of Tower of Power, singing favorites from that band and his solo career. Also, John Sally and Tracy Bingham. So this is going to be a night to remember. We have reggae and world music from Midnight Sun, Fuadia Congo African Dance Troupe, comedian Leo Flowers, bodybuilder Kenneth G. Williams. It's an entertainment evening that's planned for you, but it's an evening with a mission. Dr. Roba is concerned about the health of African Americans. He's also concerned about the environment in Africa. Global warming is melting the ice caps of Kilimanjaro and other mountains. And what can we do to save the environment here and in Africa? What can be done to improve the health of African Americans? Dr. Milton Mills will address that at Soul Food for Thought, February 12th at the Herbst Theater. So a very interesting evening planned for you. And tickets start at just $10 at cityboxoffice.com. They're available now. The highest price ticket is $40, and that gets you into the reception from 5:30 to 7:45, featuring great food from some of the Bay Area's finest restaurants, Golden Era, Golden Lotus, Herbivore, Loving Hut, and Solely Vegan. This is sponsored by the San Francisco Vegetarian Society, In Defense of Animals, and Go Vegan Radio. Do not miss it. And, oh, by the way, a couple more events happening with the San Francisco Vegetarian Society. There are Tuesday night cooking classes, this in association with the Cancer Project, and Wednesday night vegan dinners that happen at with Wellness Central at the Red Victorian. For details, go to sfvs.org, sfvs.org. And you know, broadcast of Go Vegan with Bob Linden in the Bay Area is made possible by Vegetarian House Restaurant, San Jose's fine dining experience at 520 East Santa Clara. Visit vegetarianhouse.us. And also Loving Hut Restaurants, with over 100 locations now worldwide. Visit the very first one, that in Milpitas, at 516 Barber Lane. You can also visit Loving Hut in Palo Alto, that is at 165 University Avenue. And for the Loving Hut near you, visit lovinghut.us. And